pot of 8 O'Clock Coffee. 8 O'Clock is great taste from a truly authentic American brand. They've been working for more than 150 years to perfect their roast. Now, trust me, I drink my coffee black, and 8 O'Clock has the flavor that doesn't have to hide behind cream or sugar. Pick up some 8 O'Clock Coffee right at your local grocery store today.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Albia Lady D's softball. Tonight we bring you a South Central matchup between the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets and your Albia Lady D's. Bill Casebolt with me. This is Greg Paris. Bill, a warm one tonight, and an important game for both teams. But let's talk just for a second. These two have matched up before tonight. Bill's got some headset issues, so I'm going to talk through it. Keys and Eddyville met earlier in May, and Eddyville handed it to Lady D's pretty good. It was a 12-0 romp. Looking for a little bit of revenge tonight, and Lady D's been playing really well. Winners of their last three. They come into tonight's contest at 12-10. 2-4 in the South Central Conference, although two of those losses, heartbreakers, and one-run losses. Eddyville, on the other hand, comes in at 16-6, 4-1 in the conference. Losers of two of their last three, but they've played some pretty good softball.
Absolutely. Can you hear me now?
Bill's back, yep. Buddy. Yeah, okay. you got to plug the stuff in. We're learning as we go.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about that first matchup. We won't talk long about that, because if you're an Albia Lady D's fan, there wasn't much to bring home.
It's pretty simple. Rockets hit everything. Lady D's couldn't hit anything. That was at the beginning of the year. We weren't on track, but I think we're on track now.
Lady D started the year out at 0-6, Bill, and they've been 12-4 ever since. What's the difference been?
Absolutely, he's getting better in every position. We're getting better on the mound. We're definitely getting better at the plate. Everybody has stepped up.
Lexi Van Polen will take the mound tonight, and Lexi probably epitomizes exactly what's happened for Lady D's this year. A little bit of a slow start, but she's a talented freshman, and she's come on really strong lately, hasn't she?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Her control has been outstanding. Her changeup is outstanding right
Very
now.
Very good. We'll bring you lineups for this contest and all the play-by-play in just a second as we move to the national anthem. We're going to cut you back on KIIC. We'll be right back in just a second.
Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Bill Case Bolt and Greg Parris back with you at Lizzie Alexander Field tonight in Albia. ADDs have taken the field, warming up. Bill, would you set the defense, and we'll come back and talk about a pretty vaunted Eddyville offense.
Yep, you've got we got first base Kelly Baker, second base Anna Riley, shortstop Tara Selby, third base Alex Casebolt. Left field, we got Cheyenne Putoff. Center field, Sydney Weldon. Right field, Alexa Paris. On the mound tonight is Lexi Van Polen. Behind the plate, Emma Deneen.
Lexi Van Polen comes into the game tonight 7-5 on the year. She's thrown 85 and two-thirds innings pitched, giving up 95 hits, but only 17 walks, and that's been important. Her control for her has really made a difference for her, hasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, early in the year, everything was a little bit high. She had a few walks. She's definitely overcame that, and she's right where she should be right now.
Hitters bat 237 against Lexi on the year, and she'll be tested tonight. Stepping into the box, our leadoff hitter for Eddyville, Tasha Alexander. Not your typical leadoff hitter. She certainly is fast. That's a Eddyville 7 home runs.
She's kind of typical of Eddyville, just super aggressive.
First pitch, a strike from Van Polen, and the second pitch drifts just a little bit outside. 1-1 our count. We're just underway if you're joining us. Pitch from Van Polen. Alexander gets under it, and a little pop-up out to second base. Riley camps underneath it, taps the glove, and the ball settles neatly in the leather for out number one. Bill, I looked at the stats a little bit today, and there's not a hitter in the Eddyville lineup that goes below 345 other than one kid. Every one of them at 300-plus.
They're and that's the way they all threw their whole program. I watched their freshman team today. Their freshman team hit the crap out of the ball today.
You can say crap on the radio nowadays, so we're in good shape. Tara Alexander, the center fielder, steps in, takes a swing at the first pitch, and bounces right back to Van Polen. Van Polen turns, throws to Baker for out number two. Good start for Lexi. Bill, certainly against this offense, it's important to get off to a really good start. Those first two outs, a good sign to things to come, I would hope.
Huge, because they're so aggressive on the base pass.
Number three hitter, the pitcher, Natalia Hopkins, steps in. Hopkins hitting four. Sophomore pitcher for Eddyville. Right-handed batter. First pitch from Van Polen, a strike. Second pitch from Lexi drifts outside. 1-1 count. Pitch just off the outside corner brings the count to 2-1. Two outs in the top of the first inning. Lady D's and Eddyville in a South Central Conference matchup tonight. D's looking for a little bit of revenge. 2-1 pitch to Hopkins, a little pop-up, and Baker at first base settles under it for the out. Eddyville goes 1-2-3. We'll bring you the bottom half of the first in just a second on KIIC.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get this monument.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And we're back with you, Lizzie Alexander Field tonight, the Albia Lady D's in the home half of the first. Eddyville went quietly in the top half. Tara Selvey steps in for the Albia Lady D's, leading off in the bottom half. The first pitch to her is a strike. See Selvey, Sid Weldon, and Kelly Baker in the bottom half as the Albia Lady D's look to take an early lead. Bill, when we get a second between pitches here, would you set a defense for us?
Okay, looks like we got a first base, Bethany Reinhardt. Second base, Sadie Boffer. Shortstop, Tasha Alexander. Third base, Paige Schaefer. Left field, Shelby Allgood. Center field, Tara Alexander. Right field, Mackenzie Jensen. Natalia Hopkins on the mound. And Jared Jensen behind the plate.
And while Bill was talking, a couple things happened. Selvey's worked the count to 2-2, and half of our stats just flew out the front window. So we're going to wing it the rest of the night. It'll be just fine. It won't be a difference. You'll never know the
difference. That's right. Just trust us.
Selvey hitting 286 on the air. Nice patience from Tara as she takes an inside pitch in the dirt and brings the count to 3-2. Hopkins on the mound, the sophomore for Eddyville, comes into the game tonight at 10-3, 80 and a third innings pitched. She's given up 72 hits, only 11 walks. Selvey hits the 3-2 pitch on the ground, back to the pitcher, but the ball was off her ankle. We'll redo that. So a pitcher that doesn't throw really hard, has nice command, hits your corners, and moves the ball around, Bill. Sometimes it's not always how hard you throw, is it?
That's true. I think tonight we're gonna have a lot more success against this girl.
Selvey pulls the 3-2 pitch foul. Coach Chance thinks about fielding that, sticks a hand out, and gives it the ole and lets it go by. It was a wise decision. Terry hit that one hard, but well foul. Beautiful night. It's warm, as most everybody knows. Still hovering close to 90 degrees. Wind blowing out to dead center field tonight. Might come into play a little bit. 3-2 pitch again, and Tara takes it inside. Real nice at bat. Sometimes when you're a senior, Bill, and you're leading, you want to hit everything in sight, and Tara just really good patience to set the stage for us, doesn't she?
She's a great leadoff hitter. She sees a lot of pitches.
Sid Weldon steps in. Sid got her first homer in the Des Moines tournament over the weekend. Comes into the game hitting 314. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1.
Unfortunately, that home run didn't count. It's not on the stats, unfortunately.
I'm going to count it. We did get rained out. We went 2-0 in that tournament up at Des Moines East and Des Moines Hoover. As Sidney turns the bunt and fouls the ball straight back. However, two games rained out, including the game against top-ranked Des Moines East. I'm not sure there was any redeeming value in that game, Bill, other than the fact that you got to see what one of the best pitchers in the state and one of the best teams in the state looked like.
Oh, I think they came out of it just out of those few innings that they hit the ball. I think that's a great confidence builder.
And we have hit the ball well. Wilden pulls the ball to the left of the second baseman. She glides over, makes a nice play, throws to first as Selvey advances to second with one out. Sid hit that ball hard, just Not quite hard enough to get it through the gap. Second baseman Bofford made a nice play. Brings Kelly Baker into the plate. Kelly's been hitting the ball really, really hard. Kind of been a doubles machine for a while.
Just going from gap to gap.
Kelly takes first pitch for a strike. Steps in with a 400 batting average. I don't care if you're in Little League, High School, or the Major Leagues. 400 is solid contact and good success. The 0-1 pitch from Hopkins. Baker, a big swing and a miss. Finds herself in an 0-2 hole. Selvey, an aggressive lead at second base with an out. In the Lady D's bottom of the first, we have no score. Hopkins, 0-2 pitch, low and away. And a 1-2 pitch, and Baker goes down swinging. Didn't get cheated, swung hard, but missed. With two outs, Lexi Van Polen comes to the plate looking to drive in that first run and help herself out a little bit. Lexi, another kid that's been hitting the ball really well, comes in at 358, Bill.
Oh, right now I got to call her second-best hitter on the team right now.
Takes a nice pitch from Hopkins on the inside corner, backs her off, but it caught enough of the plate, says the home plate ump. 0-1 with two outs in the bottom of the first. We have no score. Just getting underway on a beautiful night. Van Polen swings and misses at the 0-1 pitch. 0-2, the ball gets away from the catcher a little bit, and Selvey scampers over to third base. Meeting number two on the year between Eddyville and Albia. Eddyville took the first one 12-0 early in the year. It was a very, very early game. Got a little delay here while the umps get together and make sure they've got the count right. And I think the box was exactly right. It's 0-2. Lexi took the first one for a strike and swung and missed at the second one. And the 0-2 pitch. Solid hit to second base, right at the second baseman on a hop. She fields and throws to first base. And the ladies leave one in the bottom of the first. After an inning that's no score, we'll bring you more on KIIC in a sec.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company. When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And back with you tonight in our Eddyville Albia. Yep, I'm here. You got us? I got music, Zach. I got music. And back with you for the top of the second in tonight's South Central matchup between the Albia Lady D's and Eddyville Rockets. Bill Casebolt and Greg Parris bringing you the game. Sarah, the intern, just stepped into the booth. Good to have Sarah with us. She helped pick up our stats. Randy Stafford looks around, trying to find out where Sarah is.
She's very short.
And our first batter, Jared Jensen for Eddyville, lines a line drive to left. Cheyenne put up, comes in, the ball scoots under her glove. Jensen round in first and pulls into second with a double. Nice try by put off, just couldn't quite close the gap on that one. Skipped under her glove, rolled almost all the way to the fence, and Jensen cruised into second base with no throw. So Van Polen finds herself in a little bit of a spot here in the second inning. First baseman number brings to bat first baseman Bethany Reinhard. Bethany hitting 173 on the year. Sophomore steps in. We'll try to advance the runner to third, no doubt.
Got to believe she's going to be bunting here, Greg, don't you think, early in the game?
You would think so. You look at that 173, maybe it doesn't tell the whole story, but certainly playing for a run early. And it's opposite day. Steps in and takes a strike on the outside corner. Shows no signs of bunting. Tells you what we know.
Yep.
Van Polen, a little bit of an imposing figure on the mound. Tall, thin, throws left-handed. And now the bunt, and bunts it foul. Deneen out of her crouch quickly to corral that one, knock it down. And it counts 0-2 on Reinhard. Runner returns to second base. We're in the top of the second inning. There's no score. Lady D's in their blue uniforms tonight, playing with the shorts. They do have a new uniform acquisition, long white pants. The first time we've seen Lady D's in pants, but tonight they're back to the shorts. Van Polen, the 0-2 pitch to the plate just outside. Reinhard does an offer at it, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch from Van Polen. Reinhard back up the middle. Base hit up the middle. Throw all the way to the plate's too late. Run scores, and Reinhard cruises into second base. In fact, say that again.
Station ID.
You can go. And Paige Schaefer's going to step into the plate with nobody out. Reinhard at second base. Eddyville takes an early 1-0 lead. Pitch from Van Polen, the bunt, and the bunt goes foul again, 0-1. I'm going to take you back to the station for a real quick radio ID.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back in the top of the second inning. Paige Schaefer, the batter, offered twice at bunts and fouled both of them off. Finds herself in an 0-2 hole against Van Polen. There's nobody out. Runner at second base for Eddyville Blicksburg. Van Polen's 0-2 pitch is outside. And Van Polen's 1-2 pitch, a changeup, fists it to first baseman. Baker picks it up, touches the bag unassisted. Reinhard advances to third base with an out. And with an out, Shelby Allgood steps into the box. Allgood, a 306 batter, left fielder, junior outfielder. D's infield will play back, trying to stay out of a big run. If it's hit to the corners, you may see him come to the plate, but it's second and short. We're playing back. Allgood turns on the first pitch and hits a rocket left. Foul of the third base coach. He ducks out of the way for strike one. Trying to put the ball in play. The 0-1 pitch just misses outside. Outfield at medium depth, looking for a fly ball and a throw to the plate. With an out, Eddyville up 1-0 in our second inning. The 1-1 pitch to Allgood is outside. Runner comes about halfway down the line. Not sure if we missed a sign somewhere. Coach looks a little upset, so I think we may have missed not a suicide squeeze there, but a safety squeeze, Bill. You want to talk about the difference between those two?
Well, I almost think that it was a suicide. Almost that she was at least halfway down, but safety squeeze means she's got to get it down. Then she comes the rest of the way. Yep. Suicide means she's going no matter what.
Counts 2-1 on Allgood. Van Polen brings a strike at the knees.
A little harder to do a suicide in girls. You can't get that big jump like you can in boys baseball.
And she was halfway down the line, put the brakes on real quick, and dove back into third base head first. With an out, the 2-2 pitch. Van Polen brings it high. Brings the count full. Nice crowd. Line in the field. A couple deep on the infield, third and first base lines. And the band pull and pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. This will score a run. Selby gathers it up, goes to first base, gets the out, but the second Eddyville-Blicksburg run of the inning does score. Nice job by Allgood on a 3-2 pitch to put the ball in play. And just trying to stay out of a big inning there. Had our infield back.
I think we learned our lesson. Yeah, we were going to get our outs.
And we should hit the ball. We're hitting the ball much, much better than we did earlier in the year. You don't want to play for a big inning, find yourself behind 4 or 5 nothing. Bopper, the batter, hits a ground ball into the hole. Selby over to pick it up. The throw to first base is just a little bit late. Bopper with some nice wheels down the line, hit that first pitch into the hole between third and short. Selby got over, got in front of it, made a strong throw to first, but just a step late. And with two outs, Mackenzie Jensen will step into the box. Bopper at first base. And the first pitch from Van Polen is a strike. Blakesburg running, and she's safe into second base. Bopper with some good wheels, and Eddyville-Blakesburg doesn't hesitate to run. I think I saw a stat that made me blink a little bit. 40 stolen bases and 41 attempts. I don't know if that's a misprint, but that's pretty impressive, Bill.
This coach is super, super aggressive. He loves him to be aggressive in the box and on the bases.
That pitch was a strike to Jensen, so she finds herself in an 0-1 hole with two outs, runner in scoring position. Ground ball again to Selby. She's in the hole. Strong throw over to Baker, and they got her by a half a step. But for Eddyville-Blakesburg in the top of the second inning, they did score two runs. They take an early 2-0 lead. We'll bring you the bottom half when we come back on KIIC.
A loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Hey corn farmers, the 2012 crop is off to a good start, and now is the time to line up your summer airplane fungicide application from Quality Ag Service. Call John Boland, Todd Ryan, or Joe Sinclair at 932-2637, or stop by on the new old Highway 34 west of Albia to get your fungicide application scheduled. Quality Ag Service wants to help you maximize a great corn crop in 2012, and thanks you for your business.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Hey! Hey, we're back and going. Hey, Bill Casebolt and Greg Paris with you back on KIIC in the bottom of the second inning. I'll be the Lady D's got a little bit of work to do. While we were gone, Anna Riley stepped in the box and hit the first pitch to the third baseman. Schaefer threw her out to first base. Brings up Alex Casebolt with an out in the bottom of the second. Eddyville-Blicksburg leading 2-0. Casebolt takes the first pitch from Hopkins and lines it over the shortstop's head into left center for a solid base hit. Casebolt down at first base with the number 20 on her back. As Cheyenne Putoff steps in. Cheyenne playing left field tonight, big number 8 on her back. Putoff lines first pitch right back through the middle. That'll be a base hit. Casebolt pulls into second. Cheyenne down to first base with a solid base hit. Brings number 33, Alexa Paris, to the plate. Paris in a hitting situation here and probably not bunting, but you never know. Leads the team in walks. And it's opposite day. Turns to bunt. Pulls the bat back and the pitch is high. Just going to learn not to say anything in a bunt situation because I'm always wrong.
Well, a little bit of a hit. She's way up in the box. So you got to believe she's bunting.
And one of our best bunters gets a nice bunt down to first baseline. Reinhardt picks it up, throws to the second baseman, Boffer covering for the second out in the inning. Nice job by Paris getting that bunt down. A base hit now will tie the game. Coach with a little hand slap for Paris as she goes back to the dugout. brings Emma Dineen into the box with two outs. Dineen only hitting 148 on the year, Bill, but much better swings in the last couple of games.
She's come a long ways. She's got a little bit of a pop in her bat. She had a couple doubles there the other day. And
we're down in Davis County, yep. and rung the fence a couple of times with them. So coach puts his faith in her with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch is a strike to Dineen. Second pitch from Hopkins, a vicious swing from Dineen, fouls it straight back.
Yeah, base hit here goes a long way to staying in that lineup hitting every game, I think.
Yeah, I think there's about three kids and a little rotation, and coach is playing whoever's hot. The 0-2 pitch just misses, straightens Dineen up on the inside corner, or just off the inside corner, I should say, for a ball and two strikes. Looking for something, we can get the arms extended out and drive. And Hopkins brings the 1-2. Right back through the middle to the shortstop, makes the pick. Alexander to first base, Reinhardt for the out, gets Dineen by a step. The Lady D's get a couple of runners but can't bring them across. After two innings of play, it's Lady D's 2-0. We'll be right back on KIIC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic provides a healing touch for all ages, from newborn to end of life. Just ask Lynette Major.
My whole family trusts Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for exams, preventative medicine, and day-to-day acute illnesses. I can often get same-day appointments, and I trust Lori Vitko, our nurse practitioner, to care for us as a whole.
Call us today to schedule an appointment or visit mchalbia.com/clinic.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back at Lizzie Alexander Field tonight for a South Central Conference matchup. The Albia Lady D's and the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets. Eddyville-Blakesburg with a 2-0 lead as we come into the third inning tonight. We're back at the top of the Eddyville-Blakesburg lineup with Tasha Alexander, leadoff hitter for Eddyville-Blakesburg here in the top of the third. Takes first pitch high. Eddyville-Blakesburg scored a couple of runs in the second inning on a couple of base hits and some ground balls. And the D's find themselves with a little bit of work to do. Important that we hold this offense down, don't get any farther behind. I have Bill Casebolt with me tonight, man in the color. Sarah, the intern, handing us some stats. We've seen some of the ones that flew out the window coming back to us. Alexander fists the ball over the pitcher's head to Riley. Fields it cleanly, but Alexander so fast beats the play at first base. Not much that Anna Riley could have done on that one, Bill.
No, not at all. She was fooled a little bit. She didn't know whether to charge or stay back. Or by the time you wait 1 second, it's too late.
So the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets find themselves in business again with Alexander at first, likely to see something aggressive happen, whether they bunt and run, whether they run. And nothing on the first pitch as Van Polen's pitch drifts outside. Tara Alexander, sister, the senior, center fielder for Eddyville-Blakesburg in the box right now. Comes into the game hitting 554. Bill, you ever hit 554?
In Nintendo once.
Alexander turns the bunt and bunts the pitch foul. She'll come back with a 1-1 count. Nobody out, top of the third inning. Beautiful night. Wind still pretty steady out to right center. A little bit of a cross breeze, but certainly not going to hurt a ball that gets up in the air. And Alexander hits the next pitch, a long fly ball to right field. Paris over and under it, makes a nice run and catch. Not too far from the foul line, but that ball was about 10-foot fair for the first out of the inning. Tasha Alexander scurries back to first base and will bring Natalia Hopkins, the pitcher, up to bat. Hopkins last time, a little pop up to Baker at first base to end the first inning. With an out, your first pitch. Just outside. Cars lining the road up and down on each side. A lot of folks, maybe the biggest crowd of the year here. As Van Pullen brings the second pitch. An inside pitch, he turns on it. Hopkins foul ball down the left field line.
Tried a little hit and run there.
Runner was off. You don't see that a lot with softball, but you might see it from either of these two coaches. Mitch Chance certainly brings a little bit of a baseball philosophy with him. We've seen the hit and run a little bit. And as you said earlier, this coach from Eddieville Blakesburg certainly likes to be aggressive, put the pressure on the defenses. Van Pullen's 1-1 pitch outside. Danina, nice stop. We talked about Emma a little bit when we get a chance to do the broadcast, Bill, but Emma, just a freshman, but solid back behind the plate and catching in really good hands for a long time.
She's a wall back there. She don't let anything get by her.
Speaking of not letting much get by you, there's a little pop-up from Hopkins to Tara Selvey. She did about four little back steps and stuck the glove up, and that's out number two. Jared Jensen, the catcher, steps in, number nine. Junior catcher with a little bit of power. She's got two home runs on the year. Comes in hitting .389. Solid batting average. Alexander bluffs the steal a second on the first pitch and heads back as the ball stays high. With two outs, there are two ways to play this. You try to hit a gap or you steal second or you do both. And with it, Jensen takes a pitch out to center field. Long line drive, and Weldon settles under it, makes the catch. Nice catch from Sidney Weldon. Eddieville Blakesburg gets a runner on, can't advance him in the third inning. Lady D will come to bat. It's 2-0 Eddieville Blakesburg on KIIC.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not,
you're not. Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back bringing to you Albia Lady D's softball tonight against Eddieville Blakesburg, live from Lizzie Alexander Field. Bill Casebolt and Greg Paris with Sarah the intern. Randy Stafford man the PA in the box with us tonight. Albia Lady D's find themselves in a 2-0 hole as we come to the bottom of the third inning, and Albia's rolled its lineup over. Tara Selvey in the box with a 1-1 count. Hopkins delivers. Selvey turns on it, grounds the ball foul, finds herself in a hole 1-2.
Tara, one of the best two-strike hitters I've seen.
And turns on an inside pitch and lines it foul. That ball well fouled, but very well struck. Also one of the best change-up hitters. Does a nice job of, even if the weight comes forward a little bit, the hands stay back, and she's hit the change-up really, really well this year. Hopkins 1-2. Selvey back at Hopkins. A shot hits her in the glove. Hopkins able to pick it up and come to first base. We're going to take a little time out here and see if she's okay. Selvey's ball hit Hopkins in the glove than she was able to get the glove up, and I think it stung her a little bit. Infield gathers around her. She's standing, a little grimace on her face. The coach is out. The ump is out there.
I think it caught a little more skin than glove, it looked like.
It might have got on the heel of the hand or the wrist a little bit. That was a shot. She had no time to react. ball on a line right back on the glove side. You see a lot of those pitchers wearing the face masks nowadays. Hopkins doesn't wear one, but you see that for that very reason. That ball comes back to you in a hurry. She's laughing, so it looks good. We're going to get a little drink. And Sid Weldon will get ready to step back in. Still a little conference on the mound, wiping away a tear. That's understandable. That's probably more scared than anything else. Have your life flashes before your eyes a little bit when that ball comes right back at you.
Yeah, usually after this situation, too, you don't want to get real buried in the box there because you don't know where this next pitch is coming.
That's a good point. And there's still giving her just a few minutes to make sure that she catches her breath. They may give her a warm up. Nice round of applause from the crowd, and looks like Hopkins is going to be able to continue. No problem. I think she's going to take a warm-up here, and so if you really want to freak somebody out, here's the place where you throw it about 30 foot up on the backstop.
Yep.
But instead, it's a nice fastball and catches the inside corner, nobody in the box, and they'll give her one more, and we'll be ready to go. It's 2-0 Eddyville-Blakesburg, bottom of the third with one out. Selby retired as we started this bottom of the third inning.
Sid Weldon coming up in the last few games. Boy, she's been swinging the bat really, really good. And just like to mention, she hasn't had an official home run yet. Just like to throw that out there.
Thanks. Appreciate the support. Weldon hit the ball hard the first time. Second baseman made a nice play to retire at first base. She'll step in with no count. And we're good to go. One out, bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Eddyville-Blakesburg. Hopkins' first pitch is in the dirt. Bounces off the catcher and out to the third baseman, who will pick it up and send it back to Hopkins. A little shake of that hand, but I think she's okay. Weldon turns on the next pitch and a solid one hopper, but right at the first baseman who turns, touches the bag, two outs in the bottom of the third. Slap of the hand for Kelly Baker, who's going to step in next. Baker, a 400 hitter. She's retired on strikes her first time up and takes a swing at the first pitch from Hopkins, and a little grounder back to first base. Bounces off Hopkins' glove and into the hole between short and third for a base hit.
Well, when you're swinging the bat good, those things happen right there.
And Kel has been swinging the bat really, really well. So a chance for the Lady D's here in the third inning. Two outs, Baker at first. That ball, just a one-hopper back, not to the glove side. And Van Polen, first pitch swinging tonight. Van Polen, a base hit into right field. Ball is a base hit, and Baker goes to third. Throw from the right fielder all the way to the third baseline. As that throw goes through, Van Polen takes second. So for the second inning in a row, the D's have got runners at second and third with two outs. Anna Riley will try and bring him home. We're going to get a courtesy runner for Lexi Van Polen. As you watch high school softball,
Kinsey Griffin,
you'll see courtesy runners for any time the pitcher or the catcher gets on base. You can courtesy run. This is Kinsey Griffin, number 21, freshman running for Lexi Van Polen. That was a solid base hit, line drive over first baseman's head into short right field. Baker didn't hesitate at all, turned the corner at second, went into third, drawing the throw, and Van Polen heads up base running to cruise into second. Riley looking down at coach, looking for some signs. Not much to look at here. It's see something and hit something.
Find some green out there somewhere.
Yep, Anna Riley also swinging a good bat of late. Had a nice tournament up in Des Moines. And takes the first pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Hopkins, a nice job of moving the ball around, in and out. Very unpredictable on where that ball's going to go at the high school level. They just don't rear back and throw it right down the middle for you. And the second pitch, Riley into the hole. Bobbled by the shortstop, comes up throwing. Riley beats it out. The ball throws bobbled at first. Lots of action. Your announcer will catch his breath a little bit. That was a hard ground ball into the hole at shortstop. Shortstop picked it up, threw to first. Riley had it beat by half step. The first baseman bobbled the ball. As she did so, Baker crossed the plate. Griffin advanced to third, did a big round at third base, and scampered back into third. So Riley down to second base on that throw. And it's 2-1 Eddyville Blakesburg. Alex Casebolt steps into to bat. Alex, a base hit last time up. Could use another one. Might give the Lady D's the lead here with two outs in the third inning. Runners at second and third. Casebolt a nice swing at an outside pitch and fouls it straight back. Finds yourself in an 0-2 hole. Got to still be aggressive, yet got to protect a little bit here. And the 0-2 pitch, high and outside. See if they could get Casebolt to chase it. She did not offer. Big place in this game. And the 2-1 pitch, same place outside. Casebolt, no offer, not a twitch. 2-2 fights herself back even in the count. Hopkins, right-hander, deals. And just missed on the outside corner. Nice side by Casebolt. Coach bends over, can't hardly watch it anymore. That was too close to take, but great result. Something happens here on a 3-2 pitch to Casebolt from Hopkins. And it's high. Alex walks, heads down to first base. A real nice at-bat. Found herself in an 0-2 hole and didn't offer at anything. Didn't put herself out. Now Cheyenne put off up with the bases loaded. D's down by a run in the third inning. Putoff also had a base hit up the middle last time. Been swinging a nice bat. Takes the ball low. Catcher fakes the throw to third base. Kennedy Griffin running at third. Aggressive hop off of third and scampers back just as aggressively. A lot of chatter coming from both dugouts. I think both dugouts understand this is a key place in this ball game, albeit an early one. The 1-0 pitch is low and Putoff finds herself in a hitter's count 2-0. Place that sometimes you look for a pitch right down the middle and sometimes you say, let's find out what in the heck is going to happen, and you take a pitch. And wouldn't surprise me if she had the take sign here.
Yeah, Coach asked her, he gave her the sign, he asked her, do you know what that means? And she said, no. He said, okay, timeout, come here.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, you're playing ball out there at the younger age, if you look down at your coach and you don't know the sign, step out and go ask. Better to get it right by asking. 2-0 pitch, she turns and fake bunt. Pitch catches the inside corner for the first strike. Putoff just turning and faking a little bunt there. See if she can't draw somebody in. Was not going to offer at that pitch. And the 2-1 pitch to her now is strike two again on that inside corner at the knees. Two count. Two is a little wild here. Two outs, two balls, two strikes, two Eddyville Blakesburg runs. And Putoff takes a changeup right back up the middle through the pitcher's legs. That's a base hit. It's going to score two. Casebolt goes to third, draws a run, and great Lady D's base running as Putoff pulls into second. Big base hit. We say it sometimes on the air. It's so true. Two out hits win ball games, and Putoff came through right there, Bill.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge. We needed that. We really needed that.
D's take a one-run lead, 3-2 in the bottom of the third inning. Alexa Parra steps in with two outs. Takes the first pitch, a strike. Got them loaded up again. We've had runners in scoring position. Didn't come through the first time, and a couple of two-out hits here in the third inning to score three runs for the D's. Paris, a right-handed hitter, takes the pitch on the inside corner for strike two. Finds herself in an 0-2 hole. Going to have to battle. And Paris goes down swinging. But a good inning for the Lady D's as they score three runs, take a 3-2 lead. We'll be right back with your fourth inning on KIIC.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Cool off with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 12 packs of Gold Peak tea are $10.99. Budweiser 18 packs are $11.89. Bush and Bush Light 18 packs are $10.89. Go ahead, cool off and save this summer with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Bill Casepole, Greg Paris, Sarah the intern, back from busy Alexander Field, where the Albia Lady D's have taken a 3-2 lead. Prairieville Blakesburg in their fourth inning. Bethany Reinhardt, first baseman, steps in. Reinhardt, big first baseman, right-handed batter, steps in. Van Polen wheels and deals, and strike one, gets ahead in the count. Let's give something away, Bill. How about let's do a signed Lady D's softball.
That sounds great.
We'll draw from all entries. I'm going to give you a phone number here in just a second. You can text, you can get ready, get your pen. As Reinhardt grounds to shortstop, Selby picks it up, fires across the diamond for the first out. And we'll give you just a second, and I'm going to feed you a cell phone number. Shoot your text. Here's what I need from you. Don't need your cell phone number, but I need your name and your hat size to 641-799-5789. I'll give you that again in just a second. As third baseman Paige Schaefer steps in, takes a swing at the first pitch and fouls it off over the third base dugout. That number again for a Lady D signed softball, 641-799-5789. We'll give you that a couple of times tonight. Schaefer puts down a nice bunt, Deneen out, and just eats it. Nowhere to go with that one. Beautiful bunt just to the right of home plate, about 10 feet out. Kind of in no man's land. First baseman couldn't get there. Pitcher and catcher arrived about the same time, Bill. Just a nice bunt. You tip the cap and go get the next one.
Yep. That Emma's grown up a lot there. Sometimes she just went through that and threw it away. Yep. She just ate it and lived another day there.
So with an out in the top of the fourth inning, Eddieville Blakesburg a runner on. Shelby Allgood, the batter. A little pop-up on the first pitch over to Anna Riley, who settles underneath it, gathers it up for out number two. A lot of first pitch swinging. We talked about this game moves along really quickly. It moves really quickly when kids are first pitch swinging, doesn't it?
When you're playing these girls, these Rocket girls, they don't waste any time swinging.
So all good. The second out of the inning brings to bat the freshman second baseman, Sadie Boffer. Had a base hit last time. Has nice wheels. Stole second. Stranded at second base. D's with a nice rally in the third inning. Put together four hits for those runs. And the runner's off. Had a little double pump. I think Em had a little tough time getting that one out of the glove, and the runner steals second base. And Eddieville Blakesburg has a runner in scoring position with two outs. Runner's getting up a little slowly. I'm not sure what happened down there.
Kind of took a tag to the face there, maybe. I'm not sure.
I'll get your attention. 1-1 the count. Got one of those wireless handhelds here at the ballpark where you can keep track on the scoreboard of the balls and strikes and enter that. And you can do it from anywhere in the ballpark, and there's somebody down on the Albia side in the grandstands with that. And whenever they're wrong, the home plate umpire will turn to us and give us a count. There's nothing we can do about it. Count was wrong on the scoreboard for just a second. Now they correct it, 1-1, and a base hit up the middle. This is going to tie the ball game up. And Boffer's made quite a statement. Was a late addition to the Eddieville Blakesburg lineup. She finds herself 2-2, and with a line drive base hit up the middle there, ties the ball game, Bill.
Now she just hit it right out of the reach of Lexi, just right out of the reach of Anna Riley.
Yep. Well-placed matter. She was off and running last time. You would probably expect more of the same with two outs here. Boffer at first base, Ben pulling into the windup, and she is gone. Throw from Deneen's a good one. And a tag on the head, but early before the foot got on the base, Selby slapped it down on her head, and she's out at second base to end the top of the fourth inning. Eddieville Blakesburg does tie it up. We're 3-3 after three and a half innings. We'll be right back with you on KIIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Fine. I'm Bill Case Bolt, Sarah the intern. This is Greg Paris, live from Lizzie Alexander Field. We got a good ball game tonight. 3-3 going into the bottom of the fourth. Emma Dineen steps into plate for the Albia Lady D's. Can't hold up on that first pitch. Called a strike. Got a lot of activity, a lot of texts coming in. Got a text from Heather Kane sitting out in the boonies listening to the ballgame tonight. We appreciate our listeners. Dee Dee Chance at Blake's ballgame tonight, but listening. And Dineen goes around again on the second pitch and finds herself in an 0-2 hole. A lot of interest in that signed Lady D's softball. 641-799-5789 will get you in the running for that. Remember, we need your name and your hat size. You can enter as often as you want. Just keep hitting send. Love to give that away. Dineen fouls the 0-2 pitch off to the right side. A nice swing on 0-2. Right-hander Hopkins toes the rubber. Comes in with a changeup just a little bit high.
I would like to say if you don't know your hat size, come on up. We have a tape measure up here. We'll get a free measure.
If you are listening and you're at the game, come on up in the booth. It's a nice little view up here. We'll measure your hat size and get you entered for that signed Lady D softball. And Dineen takes 0-2 pitch on the inside corner for strike three. One out to the D's fourth. Brings the top of the order, Tara Selvey, to plate. Selvey walked her first time up. Grounded back to the pitcher the second time. And a changeup on the first pitch from Hopkins. Floats in for strike one.
Talking about third time through the order here. Looks like they're changed up. They've got to change up the first two pitches of each last two batters here.
And you'll see pitchers and coaches obviously call the pitches a lot in high school softball, but you'll see the good ones do a little sequence change the second or the third time through the lineup, and that's what you're talking about with a little bit more change-ups here.
Yep.
Selvia, good eye at the plate, takes a couple of balls, and it's 2-1. With an out in the fourth inning, Hopkins the pitch to Selvey. Stays high, Selvey lays off of it. Lead off batter for the 3-1 count, hitter's count. She'll take the walk, and it's right down the middle from Hopkins. Brings the count full.
Tara has such confidence with hitting with two strikes, she just took that strike.
And she understands the importance. If that's not a ball, maybe this one is.
Yep.
Some kids don't understand. One out of two has to be
up. Uh-oh.
There's a long drive to left field off of Selvey's bat.
Gone.
That one's going to go. Dead left field. Selvey, a line drive over the 205 sign. Give the Albia Lady D's the lead. There was no doubt about that one. Had that sound when it left. Selvey rounds third, touches home, and she's mobbed by her teammates. That's Tara's first of the year. We'll talk a little bit about the home run prowess on this Lady D's team. There's more than a couple of kids with home runs this year. But you just talked about Selvey as a good two-strike hitter. Hopkins found the middle of the plate with that fastball, and Selvey turned on it.
Well, that's why you take that 3-1 pitch, because you're going to get the same pitch the next one, you think?
Yep. Usually at this level, it's pretty strange to see somebody with a changeup or anything off speed on a 3-2. Weldon puts down a bunt on the first pitch, and Hopkins gobbles it up, throws to first, gets Sid by a step. Good idea by Sid, that bunt just a little too close to the mound. Hopkins didn't have much trouble fielding that one and making a good solid throw to first base. With a 4-3 lead in the fourth inning, Lady D's bring up Kelly Baker. Baker looking to do some damage. She's first pitch swinging to the third baseman, who promptly picks it up and throws it to Eddieville. Ball rattles off the screen over the first baseman's head, and Kelly turns the corner and goes into second base standing up. Third baseman had a lot of time on that one, just a solid one hopper right to her, chest high, fielded it nicely, took her step, and threw it about 10 foot over the first baseman's head.
Yep.
happens.
Kelly didn't even hesitate. She just rattled out that base like she knew she was going all the way.
And so important to get that runner in scoring position with two out. Here's Lexi up, Lexi Van Polen. Lexi with a big base hit last time. Scored a run. Grounded out second to first, her first time up. She's one for two on the night. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Hopkins brings the 1-0 pitch, and it's inside. Looks like she wanted that one. Lexi backed away from that one. It was called ball two, 2-0.
So many times this year, Lexi's got that runner in.
Not this time. Lexi turns on a pitch. It's in on her fist, and she pops up to the first baseman who gathers it in to end the inning. But in the inning, a Selby home run gives the Albie Lady D's the run. And the lead is 4-3, heading to the fifth inning.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Bill Casebolt and Sarah the intern, who is feverishly working at some stats for us, trying to keep us supplied with information. This is Greg Parris bringing you the Albia Lady D's softball game tonight against Eddyville Blakesburg. Good one out here. Lizzie Alexander Field heading to the fifth inning on the strength of a Terrace Selby home run to left field in the fourth. Albia Lady D's have taken a 4-3 lead.
Defensive changes for Albia, now playing left field, replacing Cheyenne Putoff.
Mackenzie Griffin into the game in left field, replaces Cheyenne Putoff. Cheyenne had a couple of base hits, did her job. Now we come with some defense. As the number nine hitter steps in for Eddyville Blakesburg in the fifth inning, this is Mackenzie Jensen. Nine hitter, hitting 395. That's not too bad. Grounded up, shortstop to first. Her last time up. Tall, thin, right-hander. Turns, puts the bunt down. Baker on it quickly. The throw to Riley, also way over her head. Parris, a great job backing it up. She was right there, so the runner can't advance. But Lady D's just gave one away right there. Bake with a great job coming in to get that bunt. Turned, planted, and just threw it over Anna Riley's head at first base. Brings the top of the order. Instead of an out with the top coming, now you've got the top, and they're going to bunch in until you can get it right. This bunt comes out. Alexander, Dedeen picks it up, throws it into right field. Parris also backing that one up, but both runners will advance. And just like that, Eddyville Blakesburg's got runners at second and third with nobody out. Coach Chance a quick timeout and heads to the circle. Brings his infield in. You can just hear him now saying, you're better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many times have we seen this from Eddyville Blakesburg? They're going to keep putting it down and keep putting it down until you get them out.
Yep. And a lot of times people think about that bunt, well, you're giving away an out, it's an easy out, but it puts a lot of pressure. Kids kind of freak out when that bat turns around, don't they?
It does, and then it's one runs into the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and then it just gets harder and harder. Yep.
Error on Dineen on that one on the throw. Had it in plenty of time and fired it into right field. Back-to-back errors by the Lady D's. Give Eddyville Blakesburg a chance. Top of the fifth inning, trailing by a run to threatening. Two on and nobody out. Tara Alexander, 554 hitter, steps in. And there's the turn for the bunt again. The pitch stays outside for ball one. And just as Bill said, they're going to keep bunting until you get it right.
No reason not to.
Very shallow at the corners. Casebolt at third base. Baker at first. Coming to get it. There's the bunt. Baker picks it up.
This time a better throw to first. And with the throw, Mackenzie Jensen comes in from third base. Alexander advances to third, and we've got a tie ball game here in the fifth inning with an out and a runner at third base. A nice bunt that time from Farrah Alexander. Baker picked it up, turned to first base, and when she turned to first base, the runner came in from third uncontested. And with that, pitcher Natalia Hopkins steps in.
I'm watching the adjustments they're making in the box here. This batter, the first time up, she got handcuffed inside. She was pitched her way inside. Now she's just as far away from the plate as she can get.
She's a very, very smart hitter. Somebody's talked to her a little bit. It's a game of adjustments. You can't just stand in the same place and look for a pitch right down the middle, and sometimes it's hard to get kids to understand that. Van Pollen's pitch is aiming for that outside corner, which is a little bit bigger right now, but misses it for a 2-0 count. We've got an out and a runner at third base. Eddieville Blakesburg threatening to take the lead in the fifth inning here. Van Pollen's 2-0 delivery is a pop-up to Riley at second base. The runner returns to third to tag, and the throw from Riley into Deneen is a strike, and the runner goes back to third. Nice play from Anna Riley. A pretty easy catch on a pop-up, but so often you see a kid just kind of put their head down and run the ball back to the pitcher, throw it back, and that runner was ready to go. And again, a sign of the aggressiveness of Eddieville Blakesburg.
That was a huge out there, getting the two out, and then we really want to be careful with this girl here.
This is Jared Jensen, really good power, very good hitter. Last time I had a big line drive into center field that Sid Weldon was able to handle. And on the first pitch, they show that respect, and a changeup on the first pitch that stays low and away. We're tied in the fifth, 4-4, Eddieville Blakesburg, the visitors, and Lady D's at home tonight.
Wouldn't be surprised if we pitch around Jara here.
And Emma does just that, sets up well in the right-handed batter's box, the left-handed batter's box, excuse me. Lexi hit the glove, and that was just a case, if you want to hit the ball, you got to chase it out here. And I'd be very surprised, unless there's a mistake, that she gets something to hit. And she does just that, going to help the D's out, reaches out for something well off to the right. A ground ball to Riley at second base. She fields it, quick throw, just gets Jensen at first base for the third out of the inning. D's escape the damage. There's one run scored to tie it up. We're going to bring you the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-4. We're back on KIIC.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And a whole lot of ladies swinging at first pitches tonight, trying to stay out of the hole. Anna Riley leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Albia Lady D's. Does just that, swings at the first pitch and pops up to the first baseman. Ball drifted just fair right by the bag. Reinhardt able to gather it in for the first out of the inning. Brings Casebolt to bat. She's first pitch swinging. Hard ground ball into the hole. Alexander over, knocks it down, bobbles it, comes up throwing, and just nips Casebolt at first base for the second out in the inning. Just like that, two pitches and two outs, Bill.
Well, if that first pitch is a strike, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
And both well struck, even the pop-up. Didn't miss, just missed by just a hair.
Yep.
Kinsey Griffin steps into the batter's box. This is Kinsey's first at-bat of the night. Replace Cheyenne Putoff, who started in left field. Kinsey came in, take over, and bring a little defense and a little speed. Takes the first pitch for a ball, and the second pitch catches the inside corner with two outs in the fifth. Nice to see Kins take a couple of pitches there. Both would be nice to get her on base, and nice to make her throw a couple of pitches. Griffin swinging on the 1-1 pitch, misses, and it's 1-2. Eddyville Blakesburg tonight in their black tops, their black pants, yellow socks, and yellow lettering. And the D's dressed out in their blues and the blue shorts. And a changeup floats in head high. Kins can't hang on to it. Takes strike three for the third out of the inning. And just like that, we go 1-2-3 through five. It's 4-4. We'll be right back on KIIC.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor. Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Randy Stafford on the PA tonight in the box. This is Greg Paris bringing you Albia Lady D's softball. A South Central Conference matchup and a good one tonight between Eddyville Blakesburg and your Albia Lady D's. Tied at four as we go into the top of the sixth inning. And staying true to everything that's happened all night, first pitch swinging is Bethany Reinhardt, first baseman for Eddyville Blakesburg, and she lines out to Alex Casebolt at third base. A nice catch by Case. This is kind of tough on old fat guys like me.
Wow,
you can't catch your breath, man. Everybody's first pitch swinging. You can't tell them who's in the box, what's going on. And not a first pitch swing, but a first pitch bunt.
Oh.
As Paige Schaefer got the bunt down, Casebolt picked it up, fired to first, and just missed her. A bang-bang play at first base. And just like that, we've got a runner on for Eddyville Blakesburg. Two pitches and a runner at first with a runner with an out in the inning. Brings the bat left fielder, Shelby Allgood. Allgood 0 for 2 on the evening. Pop up to second and a grounder to short. We'll see how aggressive they want to be. Schaefer was a 560 hitter. Some of that clearly with some bunting skills. And Allgood's got the bunt down. Van Polen picks it up, turns, fires to first, and got her. Nice play by Lexi. And with two outs, Eddyville Blakesburg finds themselves with a runner in scoring position. With the hero of the night, if you will, Sadie Boffer at the plate. He's got two base hits and three RBIs on the evening. A couple of stolen bases. A little freshman's made an impact. I saw the lineup card early, and she was a late addition to the lineup. Skylar Harrington was scheduled to start at second base. A lot of our listeners know Skylar Harrington from some of the All-Star teams. One of our all-time favorite kids, and would have been all right with me if she would have played tonight. Little pop-up to left, Casebolt over to pick it up, and Albia is able to strand the runner at second base. No damage done. We're going to take you to the bottom of the sixth inning after this commercial break. It's 4-4.
From Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. then, now, and always.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Yep. Hey, I'm back at Lizzie Alexander Field. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, and Greg Paris bringing you Lady D softball. Eddyville, Blakesburg, 4, Albia 4. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Coach Chance looking for a little instant offense. Brings Rochelle Heinemann to the plate. She's going to bat for Alexa Paris. And then she's first pitch swinging. She's been sitting on the bench watching the kids swing away, and she jumps into the fun, grounds it to the shortstop. Alexander throws her out at first by a couple of steps, and with one pitch, we've got one out. I think what a lot of kids are seeing is first pitch strikes, and as you said, if that's the best pitch you're going to see in the sequence, Hopkins has only walked 11 kids all year. There's first pitch swinging from Deneen. Shortstop to first for the out again.
Well, and we're hitting the ball. We're just got to find somebody else to hit it to.
Well, and I was looking at the stats before we started tonight, Bill, and one of the things that jumped out at me on the year with about the same number, in fact, exactly the same number of games played in 22 games this year, Eddyville Blakesburg has only struck out 53 times.
All that.
Tells me they got good hitters. Tells me they bumped the ball a lot, too. 53 strikeouts, Albia with 139.
Well, if you only see one pitch, it's hard to strike out.
And you do. And we've got a couple of kids who, yeah, we're not going to strike out much tonight. Somehow there are four of them on the in the books. But Selby takes strike one, doesn't offer it the first one, and that's not a surprise, Tara, with the best patience maybe on the team. Looking for a runner, looking for a little bit of offense. Selby homered last time. That was instant offense. Would it be asking too much to ask for a little bit more? Selvey keeps hands back on a changeup with a 1-1 count. Hits a liner foul down the left field line. Nice job of keeping the hands back as best she could. Had to finally release, and that ball landed about 5-foot foul.
Her hands are so fast. She can wait till the last possible second before she decides to swing. That really helps on those changeups.
Good two-strike hitter. She'll have to do it here. Takes the 1-2 pitch up high. Doesn't offer it. Doesn't chase. Nice crowd, line in the outfield, down the left field line, sitting up on the hill on the right side, seeing a good ball game tonight. And there's the strikeout to Selby to end the sixth inning. Nothing doing in the sixth for the Lady D's. We'll take it to the seventh, tied at 4 on KIIC.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Community First Credit Union is your destination for low-rate auto loans. Purchase or refinance a new or used vehicle and lock in a fixed rate as low as 2.99% APR for a limited time only. Visit any of our 15 convenient locations or apply online for a quick approval process. Hurry in and get a low-rate auto loan as low as 2.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is the annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back with you. Seventh inning, basically starting all over. 4-4 tie. The D's in Eddyville Blakesburg. Mackenzie Jensen steps in. She's swinging at the first pitch. Back to Van Pol in a really nice play. Lexi off the mound quick. Couple of steps to her right. Gathered it up in the glove, spun, and threw Jensen out, who gets down that line pretty quickly for the first out. Good to get that first out, that nine-hitter off the bases.
That's huge. That's huge.
Doesn't keep you out of all kinds of trouble because the Alexander kids are coming. Shortstop, Tasha up, and Van Polen, maybe the best pitch, best changeup of the night, floats one in on the inside corner for strike one. Alexander's been on a couple of times tonight on an error and a base hit. Popped out her other time. She's 1-for-3 on the night. That pitch just misses, 1-1. We're in the seventh with your 12-10 Albia Lady D's against the 16-6 Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. And that pitch misses somewhere. Pretty good pitch, maybe a little high, maybe a little outside. 2-1 count to Alexander. Looking to get on, use her speed. Got pretty good pop, too. Fouls it straight back. When you see a kid foul it straight back, it means you're right on it.
Yep, I'm going to go ahead and look for the changeup for this next pitch.
If you're out there and you're watching, or if you come to a future Lady D's game, one of the things you'll see Coach Chance do, rightfully so, is you see a kid hit a hardliner or a foul ball straight back, you'll see the changeup a lot of times. This time it's opposite day again. Bill and I are on a roll tonight. We will not be going to Meskwaki tonight. The fastball is outside. She's not afraid to throw the changeup 3-2. I think that's what it was, but it floated outside. And a walk to Alexander. Aside from those couple of bunts, the D's have played some pretty good defense tonight. And you and I say, dude, Bill, when we catch the ball, we're pretty good. Going to get tested here again with a runner at first and an out. They're going to be moving the bunt, moving the runner somehow.
And I got to believe they're going to be bunting up first baseline. That's where they've had their most success here.
Now hitting for Eddieville Lakes, where
Tara Alexander, steps in. Had a little conference with the third base coach there, so everybody's on the same page. Had a couple of techs in the booth tonight. Alexander takes off on a steal. Nice slide from Tasha Alexander as she steals second, went in the back door and reached around and grabbed the bag with her hands. And Selby, although it was a great throw from Deneen, had no one to tag when she went for the sweep tag. So a runner at second with an out. 0-1 count. Misses high. Very good base runner on at second base. She came flying off with the release of the ball and was halfway to third on that pitch. Scampered back when Emma Deneen came up out of her crouch. We got a 1-1 count. Tied at four in the seventh. Nice pitch, a little changeup in on Alexander's hands. She fights it off over the first base side. The other thing that changeup does right there, Bill, is it slows the bat down now, so you look for the fastball after the changeup, too.
Absolutely. That fastball looks a lot faster after seeing that pitch.
1-2. We'll see what Lexi's got in mind here, what Coach has in mind. He's out of the dugout looking for the call, and there's a line drive hit hard down the left field line foul. That ball lands about 3 foot foul, was hit on a line, hit very, very hard. It was the changeup, but she adjusted and hit it hard. I said earlier, a lot of times the changeup follows the hard foul balls. We'll see if that holds true here. Lexi's got one of the best changeups in the state. She can throw it on any count, throws it for strikes. Fastball low and away, 2-2 count. Runner at second, tied at four in the seventh inning. Lady D's against Eddieville Blakesburg in a conference matchup. Much better game than the first time around when the D's took it on the chin, 12-0.
Yeah, I think this is a completely different team here, I think.
Little change up, hit off the end of the bat. Baker picks it up, race to first base, and she wins it by a half a step. Alexander, very, very fast. Baker, really nice kid, but not always the fastest kid. Turned and had to outrun her to first base. Baker had 2 steps, and Alexander had about 15, and Bake beat her by half a step, and that's all that counts.
Yep. I would call Kelly our loudest runner.
She is a loud runner. She runs like she's mad at the ground.
Yep.
The D's take a little timeout. We're in an important spot in this ballgame with 2 outs in the seventh inning. The go-ahead run at third base. Number 3 hitter, Natalia Hopkins, comes into the bat, and Coach calls a timeout and pulls the infield in, goes out to talk about it.
She's flat out to the infield 3 times this game, so I mean, one more of those will be
take
fine.
One more, maybe stay up high and see if we can't get her with the hands underneath the ball. Hasn't tried to bunt yet, much like the rest of them, and she's back in the box. She's about as far off the box as you would expect. You would think she's going to have a tough time reaching that outfield outside corner, and Van Polen's first pitch just misses that outfield outside corner. Outfield plays straight away, medium depth. Got to catch a fly ball here. Infield's back. Next pitch to Hopkins also misses outside. Watching Coach, he's a step outside the box, flashing signs to Deneen. He wipes his brow. Would like to have had at least one of those 2 pitches. See what he's got in mind. I don't think you want to face the cleanup hitter. And the changeup in is a bomb to left center. It's off the fence. That's going to score the go-ahead run, and Hopkins is going to pull into second with a double. Lexi with the changeup, but she left it up in the strike zone,
she
Bill.
She left it up, and she got all she did was get the bat on it.
Yep. Was not a real hard swing. It was arms fully extended, though. because that ball was up in her eyes, but it was slow and up in her eyes. Hopkins turned on it, and Eddieville Blakesburg finds themselves back in front 5-4. Albie in the bottom of the seventh in a good position. We've got the 2-3-4 hitters coming to the plate, but right now the order is to get Jared Jensen out or to not have any more damage.
I think what we want here is Jared to get herself out here. I think we just want to keep outside and see if she'll get herself out here.
And a couple of kids have done that. They're aggressive hitters, and sometimes you stay out of the strike zone, and they'll help you out. First pitch from Lexi is low and away in the dirt. Zanina, real nice play to not only block that one, but picked it up in the glove and came up to make sure that runner at second couldn't advance. Skylar Harrington, the pinch runner at second base for the pitcher, courtesy runner. Jensen turns on it. And a long fly ball to left field. Kinsey Griffin back, dancing a little bit, sticks the glove out and catches it about a foot and a half in front of the fence. An outstanding catch from Kinsey Griffin. And with that, no more damage other than Eddieville Blakesburg picks up a run in the seventh inning. We're going to keep it right here, talk about the bottom of the seventh, all the important Albia 2-3-4 hitters coming up. I want to talk about that catch for a second, Bill. Your heart's skipping a beat there.
A little bit. She danced around a little bit. She did what she's supposed to. She took her first step back. She went back. And just, I think she just lost it for a second, but, boy, she recovered great.
Really, really nice catch. Stuck the ball up, but she was underneath it, just stumbling a little bit. But you're right. First step is always back for an outfielder, so balls don't get over your head. Real nice play by the freshman. Kept it one-run ball game. Coming up for the Albia Lady D's in the bottom of the seventh, got to find a way, any way to go get at least one run. Sid Weldon, Kelly Baker, and Lexi Van Polen, probably the three that you'd like to have up in this situation. Been a quick ball game tonight, Bill. A lot of first pitch swinging, middle of the order first pitch swinging. We think we'll see it again?
I think Coach is going to preach to take a few pitches this inning, I think.
Usually when you're down a run or more in the last inning, you'll see a take sign for kids, and they'll take until they have a strike on them. Try to work a count, try to pick up a base on ball somewhere, trying to find a way to scratch a runner any way we can. Sid Weldon, center fielder for Lady D's. Fine center fielder, good hitter, has power, has speed. Steps in, she's in that left-handed batter's box, fakes the bunt, and takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Generous outside corner, I would say. But all that matters is that right hand went up from the umpire and strike one on Sid. Crowds the plate up in the front of the box. Turns on it, and it's a fair ball down the right field line. Hit really hard. Gets past that first baseman.
She's going to go three.
And past the right fielder. It's all the way down the corner.
Keep going.
Sid rounds third base. The throw gets away. And just like that, Sid comes in to home plate on a triple and a throwing error, and we've got a tie ball game, 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh. Coach Chance meets her halfway back in the dugout with a little chest bump, and now one to win it. How about we've seen it before, a little Kelly Baker long ball.
Kelly has a flair for the dramatics here. She likes those walk-offs.
Weldon turned on that pitch, hit a shot. It wasn't fair by more than about 6 inches between the first baseman and the bag. Ball got down in the corner, and the right fielder just picked it up and heaved it over her cut into left field, and Sid never stopped. Fake first pitch swinging, pops it up to the second baseman for the first out here in the seventh inning.
She got a little excited.
Little excited, wasn't taking a pitch, and she's a power hitter. She's got a real good, strong set of at-bats going. So I understand why. Lexi Van Polen will try to pick her up. And Lexi's first pitch swinging off the fist to the shortstop, who throws her out for the second out in the seventh. Lexi Van Polen out short to first for out number two. Need a little magic here from Anna Riley. I've had a couple of texts coming in saying, can you give me that number again? I want to send a text in for that signed Albia Lady D softball. It would look so nice on your mantle. Give it to a kid. I'll give that to you here in just a second if you get ready. Anna Riley takes first pitch outside with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 5-5 ball game. Good ball game tonight. Here's that number, 641-799-5789. Anna Riley, a long fly ball to center field, may have the center fielder, and she does. Burns the center fielder, it short hops the fence, and Riley pulls into second just like that. Winning run at second base for the Albia Lady D's. And we'll see what Alex Casebold has in mind. One more time on that number, 641-799-5789. You can enter as often as you want to. Give them your hat size. Give them your name. Light those things up.
Yep. Alex, the hero this weekend with the three-run homer to help us win one of the games.
Not her first homer. Yours got her second, is
that's
that right?
That's her second of the year, yeah.
Second of the year, so she's got a little pop. Don't need the pop right here. Need a little squirrely base hit would be just fine. Takes the first pitch, a ball, and the second pitch catches the outside corner. Eddyville, Blakesburg, when they beat us in Eddyville, it seemed like every ball was just outside of our grasp. I'd like to see one right now. Case, a big swing off the end of the bat, straight back, and she's in a hole, 1-2. Try to find a way. Outfield still pretty deep. And an outside pitch. Case swings and misses. And we're going to do a little extra inning stuff tonight. At the end of seven innings, it's 5-5 Lady D's. We'll be right back with some extras for you.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bill Kels, Case Bolt, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris, Zach back in the studios bringing you Albia Lady D softball. Got some extras for you tonight. We go to the eighth inning, tied 5-5. Lady D's rallied to tie it in the seventh after Eddyville Blakesburg had taken the lead. Eddyville Blakesburg in the eighth inning going to bring up the 5-6-7 hitters in their lineup. Bethany Reinhardt, the first baseman, to lead it up. She's got a hit in three appearances tonight. And she got a little floater off the bat over the third baseman, and it lands foul. Ball and two strikes on Reinhardt. First pitch was a strike, the second pitch missed, and the third one just landed just foul. And when you're going right, those balls land 6 inches foul, and when you're not going right, they land 6 inches fair. That's a good sign for the Lady D's tonight. The first baseman steps back in. Van Polen still on the mound, just misses outside. Randy Stafford up here doing the PA. Called that one strike three. That's why he's up here. I'm in complete agreement with you, buddy. Change up from Van Polen to Selby. Long throw, just gets her. Reinhardt not the fastest of runners, but a great play from Selby. Ranged it with ball not real well hit. Selby over in the hole, picks it up. And a long, long throw to first base right on target for out number one in the eighth inning. Paige Schaefer, third baseman, will step in. She's got two hits on the night, two singles. Van Polen collects her thoughts for a second. Comes up to the rubber, first pitch, just misses outside. Sunset, the light's fully on here as we are in the eighth inning. Beautiful night. And beautiful, Albia, Iowa. Schaefer with the bunt. It's a good one. Going to be tough. And she beats it out. Van Polen came in, picked it up quickly, but it was a really nice bunt. Ball about 6 foot out in front of the plate. You get to it as quick as you can, and not much you can do with it. That one's a base hit. Left fielder Shelby Allgood stepping in. Allgood 0 for 3 on the night. Grounded to short. Popped to second. And a bunt from the pitcher to the second baseman. Schaefer comes off very aggressively off first base on that first pitch, which is a ball up high. Deneen runs her back to first base. This is places where that aggressiveness on the bases can really pay off, Bill. All good with a fly ball into left. Kinsey Griffin runs in, stops and sticks that glove out, and never a doubt, picks that one up for out number two in the inning. And we'll see if the Eddyville-Blakesburg team wants to do a little bit of running. Kins has had a little adventure out in left field. Neither one of them looked exactly textbook, but both of them count because she got them both, and that's all that matters.
Looks good in the scorebook.
Absolutely. Sadie Boffer stepping in. Finally got her out last time after two hits. Boffer, a long fly ball to right. Sydney Weldon covers some ground, runs it down. A nice catch from Sydney Weldon in right center field. And with that, we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. The Lady D's needing a run to win it. We'll be right back on KIIC.
It's time now for your Coach's Corner Flashback here on Thunder Country KIIC.
A outstanding group of all-star softball players in my house, and I've got their coach, Michael West.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We got Mary Shepard, Sammy Banning, Macy Romanco, Sydney DeBruin, Skylar West, Carly Ford, Chloe Ford, Aaron Heaton, Caitlin Faber, Courtney Jacobs, Allison Hugan, Annabelle Stillwell, and Valerie Berry. Well, we'll start June 25th in Bloomfield, followed by June 27th in Agency. And then we have two games right here home in Albia, and I hope we have the full community support. And that's the 29th of June and then July 2nd here in Albia around 7:45 p.m. And then we'll wrap things up on the 5th in Bloomfield.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for another edition of the Community First Credit Union's Coach's Corner, live from the corners of 34 and 5.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hey, we're back with you, bringing you Lady D softball tonight. A little bit of extra innings, although it may not feel like it because this game's gone really fast, but we find ourselves in the bottom of the eighth inning in a tie ball game at 5. Sometimes in extra innings, the heroes come from unusual places, and if the D's are to do it in the bottom of the eighth, it'll be bottom of their order to bring it on. Kinsey Griffin in the box with an 0-2 count on her right now. Alexa Paris will follow her, and Emma Deneen, the 9-hitter in the lineup this inning. The 0-2 pitch is inside, backs her off the plate a little bit. Kinsey Griffin brings a lot of things to this team. High speed is one of those things, so if we could get her on, Alexa, one of the better bunters in the on-deck circle, we'd be in business. Oh, wow, a generous outside corner, I would say. He's strike three on Griffin. I would tell you these umps have done a very, very nice job tonight. That one certainly looked and felt and smelled a little bit outside, but Lou got a little excited and rung her up for strike three. Brings Alexa Paris to the plate. Paris hits it off the end of the bat out in front of the plate. Catcher comes out, picks it up, and throws her out at first for the second out. And just like that, two outs, brings up Emma Deneen. Deneen 0 for 3 on the night. Strikeout and a pair of ground outs to the shortstop. Same pitch that we called Kinsey Griffin out is ball one on Emma Deneen.
Sometimes that first pitch isn't as fun to call as a third.
Exactly right. You get a little excited. You get to hop around a little bit. The crowd pays attention to you when you scream. And a solid base hit to right field from Emma Deneen. Runs through first base. It's hit hard enough that the right fielder comes up throwing, throws to first base well late. The ball skips away, backed up by the catcher. And the D's have got the win and run on base, and Emma Deneen going to see a pinch runner. This is going to be Tegan Bossard.
Yep, Tegan.
Tegan. Courtesy runner for the catcher. You can do that as many times in a game as you want. One of the interesting rules of softball is for your pitcher and your catcher. Not always your worst base runners, not always your slowest base runners, but the two base runners you can put a courtesy runner in anytime, as many times as you want. Tegan Bossard at first. Excellent base running skills.
Tegan also had a home run in the JV game.
They did have a home run in the game. That's a good shout-out, buddy. Terry Selvey in the box takes strike one with two outs. Winning run at first base. And Bossert's off on the run. There's nobody at second base. Didn't see it coming. Ball gets away, and Tegan's going to head to third. Center fielder up with it, back to the second baseman and back into the pitcher. And now any way you get on, a little bobble, a pass ball, a base hit, a lot of ways to score from third base, and this crowd will erupt.
Yeah, we'd like to see our senior be the hero right here.
This is a nice rivalry. 1-1 pitch to Selvey's outside. Hopkins not going to give in.
She already had a home run tonight. She might as well just be the hero right here and have a walk-off.
And sometimes it's your seniors that provide those moments for you. Sophomore on the mound. Comes to Selvey. That's ball three. 3-1 count to Tara. Sid Weldon in the on-deck circle. Sid lit the fire in the bottom of the seventh with that triple and scored on the throwing error to give the Lady D's a tie and a chance here in the eighth. Selvey takes a nice pitch on the outside corner. Third baseman bounces around unexpectedly for no good reason.
But she thought that was a three strike. Yep. She was ready to go hit.
Yep. Let's give her a little surprise. Ball four outside. Now you can do a lot of things again. Sid in the box. Probably not bunting, but she can bunt. Got good power. Hits the ball hard. Has had good looks at Hopkins tonight. Has got a triple in four plate appearances, but hit the ball hard a couple of times. You got good base running ability at first. If you want to, you can do a little steal second and stop halfway and see if you can draw a throw. A lot of things you can do here. Be creative.
I like putting all the weight right here on Sid here. Oh.
That's a generous outside corner again. 1-1 count to Sid.
All of a sudden, our umpire's getting a little generous.
He's got dinner plans somewhere. Again, done a nice job.
That ball is up. Weldon's going to bring this one to an end.
Just hit a three-run homer to give your Lady D's a win. Weldon rounds the bases. Coach is hopping up and down. The team greets her at home plate. Sid's flying around the bases. And just like that, the Lady D's beat Eddyville Blakesburg 8-5. What a way to end it. Turned on a fastball, and there wasn't a doubt. You heard Bill call it. That one's going to go. Flew out to straightaway right center. Bounced around a couple of cars was the only thing that was going to stop that ball. Your Lady D's are going to win this one 8-5. We're going to send you to a commercial break, and we'll bring you back and bring you the highlights from this one.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Plan a fresh breakfast for the whole family with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. With a super buy on Betty Crocker premium muffin mixes, 2 for $4. There's a fresh new crop of cantaloupe, just $1.99 each. Best Buy sliced smoked bacon, 2 pounds for $4. Serve it up fresh for breakfast with Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
The world of farming is changing. Will you be ready? The demands on agriculture keep growing. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land, innovations that help you work faster, and advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. Case IH can help you be ready. See your Case IH dealer, Titan Machinery, at 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa today, or call 673-7102.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And back with you, Lady Lizzie Alexander Field tonight. This is Greg Paris with Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, and I've got your star of the ballgame with you, Sydney Weldon. Lady D's in extra innings bring home an 8-5 win. Lady D's wrapped out 11 hits, none of them bigger than Sydney Weldon's three-run homer to put an end to this one. Sid, thanks for coming up. Sid's breathing a little heavy because she had to run up the stairs and run from the little after game meeting. She's breathing just as hard as I am, and I haven't moved tonight. Sid, what were you thinking as you stood in the box there?
Well, coach is always telling us that we have to be the hero of the game, and with two outs, I decided I wanted to be the hero of this game.
Yeah. What kind of pitch did you see?
Inside.
Inside pitch fastball.
Yeah.
And you knew it when it hit it. Did it have that feel to it?
Yeah, that's my favorite pitch.
What were you thinking as you went around the bases?
That I finally got my chance to be the hero, and I was going to be the one that got to score the final run.
Sophomore Sydney Weldon, a big at bat to end this one, but it doesn't happen if she doesn't have a big at bat in the seventh inning too. She's the one that hit the triple down the right field line. Kind of a little league home run. The ball got away on a throw when you came in to score there too. Just talk to me a little bit about that one as you're going around.
Well, I really thought I was getting stopped at second. I didn't think I was going to make it home, but when I did, I knew that we were caught up and that we were going to win in the end.
Good deal. You guys have played some really good softball lately. What's it feel like when you take the field now? Do you have some confidence?
It feels a lot better than it did after our 06 beginning, but knowing that you have your team to back you up and you're always going to be there for each other really helps.
Very good. Sophomore Sydney Weldon started the game tonight. Sid, thanks for joining us. I'm going to put Coach Mitch Chance on the headset here for just a couple of questions. Big hug for Sid as they exchange handsets. Coach, Sid talked about that 0-6 start. You guys have won 13 out of 17 now. What's the difference in your ball club?
You know what? I think it's just the kids believe in each other. You know, early in that start when we were 0-6, you know, we weren't playing bad. We just weren't getting some breaks. We couldn't string together a few hits. But in these last 17 games, you know, we're playing well in all aspects of the game. You know, our base running right now is outstanding. And I thought that was a big difference in the game. And we ran the bases well. And, you know, it's just these girls continue to get better. They're having fun. And when you add up all those things right there, are all together, you got a pretty good team.
Yeah, second game of the year, we go to Eddyville-Blakesburg and come home with a 12-0 loss, probably the worst game of the year from that aspect. Didn't hit the ball. Tonight we wrap out 11 hits. What's the difference there?
Well, you know what? We talked about that before. That second or third game of the year when we were playing Eddyville, just, you know, they really went up and embarrassed us at their field. And I told the girls, I said, you got to have a little respect for – you know, to compete in these conference games, and what an effort they had. Maybe their our best all around effort of the year. Clutch plays all night by our defense. Tara Selby made some outstanding plays at short tonight. And then, you know what? I just all along I felt really comfortable being down a run here and there because I thought we're hitting the ball well enough to scratch out a run here and there. But just a great win. And you know what? We haven't had a lot of these close games go our way this year, and it's nice to get one of these, and it's nice to see the reaction of the girls and the crowd as well.
I asked you about the difference between the first time you played Eddyville Lakesburg, but this is a conference game, it's a rivalry. How sweet is that?
Well, it is sweet, you know, and they cracked the rankings this week in Class 2A, and they're a quality team. And I expect them to make a deep run and when it comes to tournament play. But, you know, the thing is, I just really think that our girls have bought into what we're doing, and you know, each person was picking each other up tonight when we got down 2-0. That dugout was never ever out of the game tonight, and you know, I called on some people to do some things they weren't accustomed to doing tonight, and everybody played what they are capable of, and you know, that's as exciting as they come.
Last question for you, Coach. You got a pretty good mix here of you. There's a couple of middle classmen, but there's a fair number of seniors mixed with a fair number of freshmen. How do you keep that balance? How do you keep kids up? You mix people with some defense sometimes, and sometimes they're bad, and sometimes you keep them in the game. Pitch Ryan, courtesy Ryan, but how do you mix those seniors and freshmen together and get them to gel?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, because early in the year we were trying to figure that out, and you know, I don't know if it was, you know, the right recipe or not, but you know, I've stayed in what I, as a coach, believed in, and you know, we've done some team chemistry. I don't know what you call them, recipes or whatever you would call them, but you know what, the girls have really, really, after that first week of game, been together, stayed together. You know, we've had a couple bonfires. I just think that they all believe in each other, and when you believe each other and have confidence in one another, you know, there's going to be a good result.
Very good. Well, Coach, congratulations on a big win tonight. I'll tell you what, if you aren't following Albia Lady D's softball, you're missing something. It was a good one tonight. An 8-5 Albia Lady D's for the D's. They had 8 runs on 11 hits, 7 runners left on base for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. 5 runs on 8 hits, 6 runners left on base. It was even all the way through until Sid Weldon put an end to this thing with a 3-run homer. Lady D's will be on the road tomorrow night in Oskaloosa, back home on Wednesday night. I'm going to tell you, if you want to see some good softball, get out here. 7 o'clock game time against Southeast Warren. For Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, and this is Greg Ferris, and we're happy to bring you this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.